Greetings, O worthy cows. May your noses be crammed into the buttocks of the one ahead of you. May you always conform to what others think you should be doing. Oh, my name is Shader, this is quasi-indefatigable Zenilith, and I don't believe that at all, neither should you. And I'm trying to make it seem as silly as I can. But you'll say, oh, that's just silliness. Of course I don't behave like that. And then you look at your life and you go, oh, yeah, I do. I do exactly that. Absolutely. All right, I've been talking a lot about education. Picked on teacher education. I've been trying to avoid picking on teachers. You know, teachers really are the stooges of this whole thing. They kind of get sucked in. They're well paid. They're paid to believe what they believe. They're paid to do what they do. And we shouldn't give them lots of garbage for that. You know, you shouldn't attack them because they're doing their job. There's other things to attack. If they take you speaking out against schooling personally, that's their problem. But you shouldn't attack them. They have no control over it. This is the way it is. Okay, let's talk for a minute about what you can do personally to make the situation better. I am a firm believer that you could eliminate schooling entirely and the world would probably be better for it. Now, it wouldn't be better for the teacher because if he got rid of school, they wouldn't have a job. And that's one big reason why they're going to oppose that idea. Of course, they've been taught and trained and brought up from the very beginning to say that without school, without education, la la, people would be dummies, which is patently untrue, false. The biggest thing is just to know that school isn't the end all. If your kid doesn't go to school, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think the biggest, the most important thing is that in our culture, you have to have certain hunks of paper to get by. You know, honestly, it's like my whole reason for going to college. It really didn't matter to me what I majored in. I'm glad I majored in what I majored in. I knew that having that piece of paper in my hand, that bachelor's degree, it didn't really even matter deeply what the bachelor's degree was in, opened up a new world for me that where I could make more money. And that was predominantly my reason for going to college. That was what kept me going for those 4.5, 5-ish years. And it took me to finally get it done. I took some time off to actually go into business. I was going to use my associate's degree to do what the associate's degree permitted me to do, and I found out that I was the wrong person to do it. If I would have been a woman, I think it would have gone fine. Maybe if I even would have been a different kind of a person. It doesn't matter. It's those certificates. Me personally, I love the GED. I forget what it's called. Is it called the graduation equivalency diploma? In New Mexico, it's a wonderful thing because they actually give you a high school diploma along with it. So any stigma that's left with the GED, which I think is next to zero, disappears. You have a diploma, just like any other kid that spent 13 years in school. People who have never darkened the door of school, people who are complete and utter failures in every other way, I've seen them pass the GED. And that's all it is. There are even free GED classes. You go to that class for maybe 6 weeks, you bone up on what the test has, you take the test, you pass it, boom! You're a high school graduate. So why on earth, especially since usually the first test, or at least the first few tests, are actually free. They're given away free to anybody who wants it. I see absolutely no reason to go to school for the sole reason that you can get the same piece of paper everybody else gets in about 6 weeks, usually for free, or usually for such an insignificant cost that it's almost purposeless to go to school. Anymore, going to college has almost become kind of a farce too. For the simple reason that you can go to another school, you can go to, there's colleges that will do distance learning. There's one college I really like, it's called Excelsior College. It used to be called Regents College of New York. Now it's called Excelsior. And it is a, it develops a test for your thing. And you just study for this test. And once you pass the test, they'll give you a bachelor's degree or a master's degree in whatever field you want to be in. I could go, of course, it costs quite a bit. Those cost more because they kind of want it to coincide with how much it costs for a college education for the sole reason that they don't want to have a million people taking this route. For some reason, well, and I don't understand that. You can get all of your education without ever having to darken the door of a school, and I think that that's the great ticket. That's the great way to get away from all this. Let me be really honest about my opinions of school. I think school is government-subsidized child care. I think it's very bad. I think it's detrimental to the human soul. I think that what it purports to do has nothing to do with what it actually accomplishes. And therefore, it is, by and large, an evil thing, in which I have very little interest. It's pointless talking about school reform and things like that if in a 6 week period on your 17th birthday, as soon as you can legally take the GED, if you can take a 6 week course, go and take the GED and basically skip the entire school experience, I think you'd be a better person for it. I think there's so much more out there. Unfortunately, there are laws that almost force, that's one of the most important things. You can't have the GED until you technically are legally allowed to be a school dropout. You must be a school dropout. You can't attend school and take your GED. You have to drop out of school. And that's how they keep people from going the GED route, is because it scares them. Because they get that stigma. You're a dropout. You're a loser. And you go, no, you're not. It's probably the smartest move you've ever made, to get out of school, to run away and never come back. Of course, now see, that also says that our whole society honors this whole system. Do you have a high school diploma? Do you have a bachelor's degree? Do you have an associate's degree if you're more of a technical sort? Me, right now I'm in a very technical job. I'm in a much more technical job than something else. It'd probably be useful if I had an associate's degree in it. It's kind of silly, I've got a bachelor's degree in something else. And I've also got an associate's, a technical degree in a certain kind of business management, certain kind of things. And it was mostly a training course in how to run a daycare center as an educational institution. And it's and that's where I failed there too, is because I found out for myself that education's overrated. At least the way our society has chosen to do education is overrated. We invest way too much money, way too much time, and we allow it to consume way too much of our thought. And it's not important. Learning is important. Learning is important. I think getting learning certified, I think is important too. I have some certifications in computers. They really helped me get the job I have now. I think it's a good thing. I don't mind the fact that I was tested. Of course, people say, oh, well, you know, you can just take a crash course and get these certifications. And you go, yeah, that's true. That's true, you really can. It's like a GED. Six weeks of cramming can get you your GED, even if you're a complete and utter dunderhead. Even if you're stupid. Even if you can't barely read. I think the 6 week course, hey boy, does that say something for the 6 week course? Wouldn't you like to be the person who gets that 6 week course and can make that happen? I think it actually says something to how sad and pathetic all these other things are. I think we need to spend so much more time engaged in things that are interesting to us, not in school. I always thought school would be better if we spent less time doing it. There's a lot of people who say, hey, you know, if we only had school 4 hours a day instead of eight, they'd probably learn just as much. I always thought it was interesting. Here's another telling thing. Which school class have you ever been in where you actually completed the textbook for that year? Let's say, for instance, you were in elementary school. Did you ever finish the textbook? Did you ever get to the end? No, you never did you? Because you always had to spend more time on something, you know, the kids were behind, somebody wasn't getting it, and you had to stop and wait for them, or whatever. Did you ever finish that textbook? Well, if you didn't, well, what did you miss? You must have missed something. And it must have been important. Obviously, it was what you were building up to in the book. You know? I think in every single study of history I ever got to, I never even got close to modern times because that was always at the end of the history book, right? I think I finally learned about Vietnam once, because the teacher hated the Vietnam War and wanted to make sure that we studied it. So they cut out some stuff maybe at the beginning to make sure we could get to the Vietnam War part, because she hated the Vietnam War and she wanted to make sure that we got the proper attitude, that we adopted her attitude about the Vietnam War. She was being a little proselytizing. And I'm not opposed to proselytizing. I am opposed to the fact that there are government teachers that you get assigned to that you can't choose for yourself that proselytize to you. I wish there was a world where you could just go and you could say, hi, my name is Jay. I have a certain political bent. I have a certain way of looking at things and feeling about things. I want to go and be among teachers with the same sort of attitude. And you could go and do that. Of course, you can't do that. And of course, teachers, you know, it's my whole beef. It's always been that every time we try to do things objectively, you know, all your news stories should be objective. They should be totally stripped of all personality. Well, those news stories stink, and It's a lie. You can't be objective. No, you can try, but it'll always come through that you're not objective. You know, it's always been touted as one of the great virtues is to be able to be objective in things, to be dispassionate. And honestly, I don't think it's even natural. I think we should be able to choose what news source to get things from. If it's gonna be conservative, if it's gonna be hardline liberal, fine. You can choose that. You know, of course, people always yell and bicker and complain about the fact that they've got a political bent. Well, of course they do. Everybody does. You don't expect people to come up with news stories that don't have political bent in it. I mean, you have to decide what's so noteworthy that you're going to actually cover it, and that's something that has to be done on kind of a subjective basis. You might as well go and get your news from somebody you like. If you're a conspiracy theorist, you want to get a lot of conspiracy news. That's why I think the blogs are really kind of interesting. You know, and people go, oh, but their source hasn't been checked. Yada, yada, yada. Very easy to come back and say, you know what? Major news services get a pass on that, too. So you know what? It's all pretty much the same. It's just like that for school. You go, you know, we want schools that are objective. You know, this kid's going to a school where they teach this certain philosophy. We don't think that's right because they need to have a more objective education. And you go, oh, garbage. It says, you'll get a weird conglomeration of a lot of things. Schools tend to be on the liberal side, of course, because those are the people that tend to go there. People on a social thing wanting to save the world. They're going to save the world through your kids. That's why colleges are so much more liberal. You know, it's just a fact of life. If you want to get an education that's not liberal, don't go to a state-sponsored college. Don't put your kids in state-sponsored schools. That's a liberal hangout. That's how they get so many kids. Why do you think Earth Day is probably the only common holiday now that's celebrated in all schools? You can't celebrate a lot of holidays because most of them have a religious basis, and you have to practically strip them of that. That's why Santa Claus comes to your school instead of Jesus Christ. You know, we've manufactured this whole made-up sort of thing to try and make it so that it doesn't feel so slanted. Earth Day is a religious holiday, too. It's a religious holiday for environmentalists. That's their religion, is the environment. You ever seen people that stayed in trees for years? Don't you think that became their religion? It's like homosexuals. Homosexuals, that's their religion, is homosexuality. I don't go around and preach and beat the drum for heterosexuality. It's not my religion. Homosexuality is, and it rises to that level. You have the same amount of adherence to a certain way of being, a certain way of behaving, because you're homosexual and you want to be a part of that group. There is no heterosexual group. It doesn't exist. There is no there's no heterosexual religion. You know? Of course, people can say, oh, that's because the majority of people are that way. Homosexuals have to get together to bolster themselves against the predominant culture. Well, I understand that. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just their religion. If you want your kids to like homosexuals or to be a homosexual, why not put them in homosexual schools? Why not do all that stuff? They'll have all the holidays. They'll go to all the marches. They will learn the kind of orthodoxy that the homosexuals want their kids to learn. you know, we want them to be open-minded, especially open-minded to everything that we think. Anyway. I wandered off again, dang it. So a school can be so easily avoided, it's silly. The only thing that keeps us from doing that is that between the ages of about 5 and 16, your children, by law, have to go to school. Now, you can do homeschooling and avoid that. In some states, they have these horrible requirements that make people not want to do it. In New Mexico, it's actually quite easy now. They only have a little bit of lip service to what they want to be taught. And you have to give them a calendar, and you have to prove to them that you've gotten your shot. Because that's what school's really all about, is taking up your time and making sure you've got the right, you're protected against disease. Public safety and public health, that's a big thing for them. Oh. And then just help steer your kids. You teach them what you want them to know. You don't have to use the pedagogical method that school uses to do that. I don't. I don't sit down and test people on stuff. That was an interesting thing we had. In our work, we give presentations. And the last presentation was pretty much done by other people. And I ended up not participating in it because I was busy with other things and I didn't have the time to prepare because I was getting chewed up by work. Work was just, I was overcome with it. Anyway, so I, when they were done, they had a quiz. Says, these are two little teachers. Sorts of people, my other two counterparts. And I'm not going to say that, I'm not going to make comment about whether that's good or not. I don't do that. And I don't encourage other people to do that, but they chose to do it. And to a degree, I think that comes from kind of a schooled atmosphere. A kind of, that kind of a mentality that this is the way people learn. You present them with a lot of information and you give them a quiz to see if they got it. They go, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in being a resource to people. And that's what I do with my kids. I'm always asking my kids, what do you plan on doing? How are you preparing for it? And that's all. And I'm very pragmatic about that, If my kids say, well, I need to have a high school diploma for it, I said, well, then you need to decide how you're going to accomplish that. You can not worry about it and then spend 6 weeks pulling up what you lack at and go to the GED and get your high school diploma. That way it just becomes something you worry about for 2 months instead of the primary slave labor for, 13 years. Of course, in our culture, we really don't have anything for kids to do that's useful. Period. There is no useful childhood. The only thing that children are permitted to do in our world until they're adults is go to school. We have nothing else for them. We barely give them any time to go out and get summer jobs, but only when they're 16, we don't allow them to work but for a few hours every day so it doesn't interfere with school. Although, let me tell you, getting a job and going out and working, I think, is much more educational than school could ever be. You'll learn much more about life and about how to get through life doing that. So, my time is far spent. This is Jay Demo. You're listening to Quasi-Indefatigable Zenilith. Have a great day.